Bamboo Insights, valuable knowledge from amazing experts.
Hello, dear listeners. I'm your host, Ayaka. I'm truly grateful for the opportunity to learn the world of bamboo with you. For today's talk, we will hear about the upcoming World Bamboo Congress in Taiwan. Now, I'm thrilled to introduce Susan Lucas, Executive Director of the World Bamboo Organization. Now, enjoy the show. Welcome, Susan. I'm really happy to have you here.
Hey, good to be here, Ayaka. Thank you.
So let me start from the first questions. Can you share some key highlights or themes that attendees can expect from the World Bamboo Congress Taiwan 2024?
Yeah, well, it's going to be quite an experience. It's quite a mixture of subjects, but all relating to the innovative aspects of the modern potentials of bamboo. And we've been working on this for about 5 years. So there's been a lot of planning and a lot of organization. So I think attendees will be very impressed with the level of expertise of the keynote speakers during the academic sessions. The papers, we received over 100 papers. They were reviewed by a technical committee and then selected. Some of those academic papers will be in the form of oral presentations. And then for people that were not able to come because of the travel expense, some of them will be presenting by video. There'll be fantastic food. The meals are being planned with a lot of bamboo dishes, wow. Especially on the opening day, and then on on the fourth night, there'll be quite a bamboo dinner served. There'll be musical performances and just really cutting edge innovation and technologies in bamboo coming from Taiwan, but from around the world too.
Oh, that sounds fantastic and exciting. So you mentioned that innovations, but I'm also curious about the theme for the World Bamboo Congress Taiwan is the next generation bamboo yes. solution, innovation and design. So how do you see this theme reflected in the contents and then discussion plan for the Congress? Like you already touched on several, but if you yes. kind of share a little bit more.
Yeah, well, the theme reflects the fact that we're moving into a more modern, contemporary use of bamboo, kind of the next generation, going beyond traditional craft, which, as we know, in countries around the world that have a bamboo resource, it's utilized on an everyday basis. But this event's going to really show more of the modern potentials, taking it to the next level. Taiwan is very, very rich, of course, in traditional craft, high-level craft, very, very fine craftsmanship and traditions. However, they're also cutting edge in the engineered bamboo products, in charcoal, in all kinds of more modern potentials. And then at the same time, the next generation refers to the young people on the planet that now have much more information, there's much more knowledge, there's been great advances in technology. And so for the next generation of people coming, working in bamboo, they have so much more opportunities than we had in the past. So that reflects that theme.
Well, thank you. So the next generation encompasses a multiple meanings. A lot of interesting, exciting things seems like happening.
Yes.
Are there any specific sessions or workshop that you're particularly excited about? There are all seems very exciting, but if you could mention.
Well, something that's really important to me is the World Bamboo Organization initiated the Bamboo Pioneer Award. And that was started back in 2008 or 2009, I've forgotten now, to really acknowledge the people that have come in the past, the early bamboo pioneers, people really researching and diving deep into how bamboo can help us in everyday life, but also in meeting some of the challenges that our planet's throwing at us. So the award has been given since then at every World Bamboo Congress, and this year we'll be honoring three new pioneers. I'm not going to tell you exactly who, you'll have to stay tuned, but they're leaders in bamboo research and technology and in art.
Okay, so we've heard that the World Bamboo Congress has a quite a long history. And then I was curious, like, are there any specific initiative or projects stemming from the past World Bamboo Congress that you think had something like notable impact to a world and then, of course, to the bamboo community?
I think I really, from my standpoint, it's been really humbling to see the growing interest in bamboo. I mean, we got started kind of a long time ago, before there were fax machines, before there was the internet, and our numbers, people interested in bamboo, just continues to grow. There's just a huge demand for understanding bamboo and using it, utilizing it. And I think what the World Bamboo Organization has also done, we try to meet that demand and try to help people understand and network. But in 2015, we initiated the World Bamboo Ambassador Program, and now we're over 56 ambassadors from, I think, 27 countries. And primarily they're younger and enthusiastic and working hard to, again, promote all the great potentials of bamboo. And so that's kind of something that the World Bamboo Organization, we're really proud of those ambassadors and how they're taking the leadership and taking World Bamboo further ahead to the future.
Mm-hmm. It's starting small, but the little by little, like all those people's network and that a passion grow like a bamboo, sounds really like fantastic.
Very much like the bamboo. And what's really wonderful, as I look at the registration list, how many people I know from previous congresses. So it's kind of like there's you know, a real sense of community, a bamboo community, and people they're really happy occasions, and people are, it's almost like family reunion. People see each other and say, "Oh yeah, we met in Taiwan," or, "I mean, we met in Thailand," or, "We met in Vietnam," or, "We met in Mexico," and we're still all crossing that bamboo bridge and keep meeting each other in different countries, and it's a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, that's so beautiful to hear that. And so I'm sure there's a lot of flavor coming from the Taiwanese culture to this Congress. So as an attendee, what can the attendee can expect in terms of a cultural experience or immersion into Taiwanese bamboo traditions during the Congress, if you could share with us?
Sure. Well, in fact, there's, at the same time as the Congress, there's a month-long bamboo expo going on throughout the country. I think in 5 or 6 or 7 different locations, public areas where bamboo pavilions, bamboo structures have been built. And so a lot of the Taiwanese publicity has been around those pavilions and around those sites, which participants will be able to go to. But if for the people that are maybe just coming for the few days of the event, there are pavilions throughout the campus and of the university. And so we'll be taking tours of that. And then there's also a building workshop that participants will be able to watch. Not a lot of hands-on, but demonstrations that they can watch and see some of the techniques that the Taiwanese are currently using in bamboo constructions. We have some, as I mentioned, food, which the Taiwanese really love eating bamboo shoots. So part of the cuisine. And really special on the fourth day, we're all loading onto buses and going into a small town called Chuzan. And in Chuzan is where the traditional bamboo craftspeople live and work and where their galleries are. And we'll be breaking into small groups and seeing these craftspeople, you know, firsthand and getting to meet them and see what they're making. And those last 2 days are taking place at the National Taiwan Craft and Technology Research Center, where it's virtually a bamboo museum inside with all kinds of textiles and everything in it. So there's a real lot of traditional Taiwanese craft that will be on display and inside and outside. So there's a lot to see.
How exciting. It's been 5 years of planning that you told us. Yeah. And I was curious to know that how do you envision this impact of this time's World Bamboo Congress and then to connect it to the next Congress, right, on a global understanding of bamboo and more?
Well, I think the reason it took a long time to in the past 5 years is mainly because of the pandemic. The COVID pandemic shut everything down. We had to postpone and then we had to cancel. At the same time, we've also had to change venues and work with different government sectors. And although it's tried my patience working so long on one event, I think it's really going to show the world the potential, especially these modern potentials of bamboo as a building material. This is engineered bamboo. I mean, there's a lot of solid comb building, which you see a lot in the tropics, but also the technologies of engineered bamboo originally started in Taiwan in the late 1980s, and they have very sophisticated technologies that still really haven't gone too far outside of Taiwan in terms of manufacturing outside of Taiwan. So I think this will just really open a lot of people's eyes to the potential of bamboo as a building material, as a contemporary building material, to be an alternative to wood and to other materials harder on the environment, like concrete and steel. So I think it's really got a lot of potential to open people's eyes to the innovations and technologies of Taiwan and how we can take that to the rest of the planet.
Thank you so much. I'm really looking forward to hear after that the Congress again, that how was it?
Yes.
And then I mean,
well, at least I can say, I mean, the event is sold out. We because of the culinary aspect and the high level of food and music and just all the organization, we have space limitations. We expect to have about 500 or 550, maybe 600 people. About 200 of those people will be international from all over South America, Africa, Asia, Australia, EU, United States. But we had to limit the number, which is too bad. But we will be making some videos. All of the papers and the PowerPoints will be available free from the website. So, if you can't make it, we're also going to be sharing as much as we can from the website and on social media.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an amazing event. I'll be happy when it's over, just because I want to feel the success of another great event. You know, after the event, I can come back to Empowerment Bamboo and tell more about it and show some videos perhaps or whatever, but happy to share with the Empowerment Bamboo movement and appreciate your podcasts.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm really appreciating your time and then the sharing mm-hmm. that wonderful stories behind the the comedies, and then thank you so much for sharing. Thank you so much. That's all for today. I'm really looking forward to connecting with you again in the next episode. See you.